Greetings, this is Pastor Stan Harvey of the Pentecostals of Sydney. Thank you for joining us on our podcast. It is our hope that this message, whether it be a Sunday service or a midweek lesson, would be a blessing and a help to you in your spiritual journey. Stay connected with us on our website, posydney.com, or on our numerous social media platforms. Now to the service.
And we are about 18 hours behind Australia, and so it's Saturday evening, I believe, in California, and so my children are probably watching, my wife is probably watching. I want to give honor to my wife Karina, our three children, Myla, Braxton, and Ella Mae. We've got three, and so we're blessed, we're so thankful. The Bible says blessed is a man whose quiver is full of them, the arrows, amen, and my arrows are children. And so I got three arrows, and they are missing daddy right now, but I am so thankful that I do get an opportunity to be here with you. Are you ready for the word of the Lord today? Amen. Let's read together Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. That is not my text, but that is a reminder of the sacrifice that he made and paid for you. If you're here today, you have not experienced that resurrection power. If you have not experienced Acts 2:38, it's for you today. It's for you today. Church, can you agree with me? It's for you today. Amen. 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 Acts chapter 1, verse 22. We're going to read through verse 21 through 22, and then verse 26. Today, I'm not preaching a typical Easter Sunday message. I do believe that God has a word for us. It will be surrounding the Easter story, but it will also, I believe, encourage us today to be reminded that we serve a faithful God. That we serve a faithful God. Anybody know that he's faithful? Isaiah 53 and 5. Acts chapter 1, verse 21, verse 22. Wherefore of these men which have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness. Everybody say witness. With us of his resurrection. Verse 26. And they gave forth their lots. The lot fell upon Matthias. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Today, with the help of the Lord, I don't want to take too much time, but I do want to talk on this thought. The power of present. The power of present. If you can lay your Bibles down and just stretch your hands one more time and just thank the Lord for the presence of the Lord that we feel here today and thank him for what he's going to do. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your presence that's here. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful body of believers that have come to worship you and celebrate you today. I pray that you touch our hearts and our minds today, that we may be able to receive a word from you, that you may be glorified in the name of Jesus. Can somebody shout hallelujah in the room today? Amen. Clap your hands as you're seated in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God bless you. I'd like to begin my message today by making this statement that God is attracted to faithfulness. God is attracted to faithfulness. You see, faith is something that puts heaven on high alert and it draws God's attention. And because God is attracted to faithfulness, it's because God is attracted to faithfulness. The word attract means to draw by appeal or an excited interest. And so, in other words, God is drawn to, excited by, and desires faithfulness. Everybody say faithfulness. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. As a matter of fact, faithfulness is one of God's attributes. It's his nature. It's who he is. So not only is God attracted to faithfulness, I must most emphatically claim that God is faithful. God is faithful. 1 John 1, 9 says that God is faithful in his work. Psalm 33, 4 says, for the word of the Lord is upright and all his work is done in faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22, verse 23 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. So great is your faithfulness. God is drawn to, excited by, and desires faithfulness. Why? Because God is faithful. If you serve a faithful God, clap your hands. Come on. Let's thank him today for being faithful. God is faithful. And it's God's faithful nature that attracts him to faithful people. God loves faithful people. 1 Corinthians 4, the Bible says that let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Proverbs 28 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Matthew 25, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Can I encourage somebody today? Just continue to be faithful. Keep loving Jesus. Keep coming to church. Just keep giving God your time, your talent, and your treasure. Why? Because God loves faithfulness. I want to go move quickly here. I want to lay down the foundation so we can get to the point of the message here. But I want you to understand that to be faithful means to remain loyal and steadfast. That is the meaning of faithfulness. To be faithful means to remain loyal and steadfast. That's the definition. To remain loyal and steadfast. I want you to hold on to that. If faithfulness is loyalty and steadfastness, then the requirement is for one to be present. We'll talk to you for it in a moment here. Because to be present means to be in a particular place. That's what to be present means. It means to be in a particular place. So in order to be loyal, you must be present. In order to be steadfast, you must be present. You got to keep showing up. You got to keep being faithful. And this is why scripture describes God as a very present help in the time of trouble, because God keeps showing up. He keeps on providing. He keeps on making a way. He keeps on healing. Hello, somebody. God is faithful. Therefore, he is present at any given moment. He's as close as the mention of his name. He's right here, right now. If you lift your hands and stretch them, he'll be right there, right close to you. All you got to do is call on him. He'll be right there. He's faithful. He's present. When you're in trouble, God is present. When you're in need of a friend, God is present. When you're in need of healing, God is present. Why? Why? Because God is faithful. It's who he is. He'll never leave you nor forsake. Hey, I feel the Holy Ghost here. He's faithful. He's not giving up on you. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to tell you he loves you and walk away. God is faithful. He's going to be right there when you need him. When you come on here, somebody. Is there anybody in the room that's tried him? I know him to be faithful. And because God is faithful, he is therefore always present. Something special about being present, something powerful about being present. According to the scripture, it doesn't require very many people to be present in order for God to move. Matter of fact, the Lord says, all I need is two or three to be gathered in my name, and I'll be there. It doesn't take very many people to provoke God to do a miracle. He says, all I need is two or three. I just need a few people present in the house with some faith and belief, knowing that I can do all things. Amen. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there. It does not take God very much to provoke a miracle. Amen. All you need is a faith the size of a mustard seed. God said, I just want you present in the room. You ain't got to be perfect. Just be present. I'll do the work. I'll do the perfecting. Just get here. Just be present. Just be available. All I need is two or three to be gathered together in my name, and I will be there. And I've experienced God for myself to know that if God is in the room, healing is in the room. If God is in the room, deliverance and salvation is in the room. Hello, somebody. How many has experienced the power of God? When you come into the house of God and you're with like-minded people and you begin to worship, my goodness, something begins to happen. Heaven begins to respond. It's because God only needs two or three. All you got to do is be present. There's someone in the room that came to church today because they need a miracle. Someone in the room that came to church today because they need a breakthrough. Someone in here that came to church today in the name of Resurrection Sunday that needs God to do something in their life. Can I tell you, he's in the room right now. And the fact that you're present gives you access to everything you need. Come on here. It gives you access to healing, salvation, deliverance. Amen. His sacrifice on the cross 2,000 years ago was for this moment. This time, it was for you. It was for you. It was for me. It was for us. And we have access to it this morning. There is power in being present. What does that mean? It means that it matters that you're here today. It means that it matters that you're in the room. It matters that you have availed yourself to God in this moment, right here and right now. Because faithfulness is birthed out of desire. If you want something bad enough, it'll drive you to pursue the thing that you desire. Therefore, faithfulness is birthed out of desire. If you want God bad enough, all you got to do is go after him. Amen. Seek me and you will find me when you search for me with all of your heart. He says, I'm right here. Amen. If you can just desire me enough and come after me, I'm going to answer your prayer. I'm going to be right there with you. And you have to understand here that in Matthew 5, Jesus identifies desire by using the term hunger. He said, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. That is what Jesus describes desire as, hunger. Because faithfulness is birthed out of desire. You have to understand here, it was my birthday a couple years ago. I wanted a McDonald's ice cream really bad. I was sharing this with Brother Crick. And I don't know if it's like this in Australia, but in the States, McDonald's is not faithful with their ice cream. Hope I don't get in trouble for that, McDonald's. You know what I'm talking about, brother. You go to McDonald's, and it's 8 o'clock at night. You're excited. Your palate is desiring a vanilla ice cream cone, and you're excited. $1.99, praise the Lord. At least that's how much it is in California. You go to the window or to the machine and you say, hello, sir, ma'am, I would like a vanilla ice cream. And they say, no, we don't have it. Our machine's not working right now. And that's what happened to me 2 years ago. We were driving around. It was my birthday. My wife said, what do you want? You want some ice cream? You want cake? You want ice? I said, I just want a vanilla ice cream. I have a hankering for a vanilla ice cream. She said, okay, let's go to McDonald's. And McDonald's was, that's what I like. I like McDonald's ice cream. See, we got Dairy Queen and we got Cold Stone, but I wanted McDonald's ice cream. It was just something that I wanted in the moment. We went to not one, not two, not three, not four, Lord help us, not five. We went to six McDonald's because none of them had the ice cream. The machine wasn't working. But we found that one. And we were like, thank God, we can go home now. But it was because I had a desire for something. And I went after it. And I didn't stop until I got it. If you're in the room today, you need deliverance, you ought to hunger after it. You ought to desire. If you want to get to Jesus, come on. You ought to be hungry for him today. You can get to him. You can get to him today. He said, search for me and you'll find me. You can get to Jesus today. Are you hungry today? In our text, we find the 11 of the 12 original apostles in conference. And I'm moving quickly here. They are left with a predicament because Judas betrays Jesus. Jesus is crucified and Judas is in his guilt and shame. He is in a place where he decides to hang himself. He dies. And the 11 knew that they needed to choose another to replace Judas. And choosing that person was important and key to completing their group. And they were looking for somebody that had been there since the beginning. They were looking for someone that had been present the entire time. Scripture says that, and the lot fell on Matthias, Titus, who had been present, who followed Jesus from his baptism until his return to heaven. Matthias, who witnessed the ministry of Jesus. He saw the miracles. He heard the parables. He was there for the betrayal. He was there for the persecution. He was there for the crucifixion. Amen. He was there. He saw it all. He saw the agony. He saw the pain that Jesus endured on the cross. He was there. He was a witness. He witnessed it all. He was present for it all. It was Matthias that was chosen, not because he was perfect or because he had it all together or because he had everything worked out. No, but it was because that he was faithful. It was because that he was present. It was because he kept showing up. And somebody in this place today is experiencing miracles in your life because you just keep showing up. You haven't figured everything out just yet, but you keep showing up. You might not make the mark all the time, but you keep showing up and miracles keep happening in your life, and God keeps showing you that he's gonna work things out because you're present. Oh, I don't think you're hearing me today. Some of you are experiencing revival in your family because you keep showing up. You keep showing up for church. You keep showing up for prayer. You keep showing up for Bible study. You got faithful people that serve here day in and day out. Amen. You just keep showing up. Amen. And because you keep showing up, there are some things that God has availed to you, because being present will get you access to some of the things that your absence will sometimes disqualify you for. Oh, that didn't go over too well. I want to explain to you what I mean by that. Your presence, you being present, will give you access to some of the things that your absence may disqualify you for. I was at a church this past year, and they had a church event, and they were inviting people from the community. They wanted to introduce their church to the community, and they were giving away iPhones, and they were giving away Xboxes and all this cool stuff. And what they would do is, in order for you to be able to qualify for that, you would have to sign your name on a ticket, tear off one end, give them the one with your name, and you take the other. In order for you to be able to qualify for that, your name had first needed to be called, and then second, you had to be present in order to accept the prize. That was the caveat to it all. The stipulation is, if your name was called, the only way that you can claim your prize is if you were present. There are some things that you gain access to by just showing up. I'm talking to somebody that's struggling, amen, today, with trying to get to Jesus, with trying to get, amen, to some things in your life, get past some things. And God says, listen, I'm the one that perfects the saints. You just need to be available and show up. Just get to church, amen, and show up with some praise and worship. Amen. I'm going to pour out some blessings. In church, I don't want to be here. Amen. I want to be in the presence of God when he's pouring out miracles. I want to be where the miracles are. I want to be where healing is. If God is pouring it out and he's calling my name, brother, I want to be there. If God is pouring out blessings and pouring out favor and pouring out God, I want to be in the room. I don't want to miss what God is pouring out. I just got to be present. In order for you to get access to some things, all you got to do is show up. All you got to do is say, God, here I am. God, I want your glory. God, come on. I want salvation. I want your blessings. Just show up and be present. Ruth, you're a Moabite. It's unlawful for you to be married or in a relationship to an Israelite, but somehow you find yourself at the foot of Boaz, and it's all because you were present, because you were right there in the right place at the right time. You are now grafted into the lineage of Jesus Christ, all because you were present. Abraham, God promised you a child at an old age, and he gives you that child and tells you to sacrifice that child. Although a request of this manner didn't make any sense, you showed up and prepared the sacrifice anyway. And because you showed up, God called you faithful. Because you were present and because you believed God, God said, I can trust you, Abraham. I can bless you, Abraham. I can use you, Abraham. All because he was faithful. He just kept showing up. For What saith Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. I got to tell you, church, there's somebody in here that's been struggling with confidence. You've been struggling with some things. Just keep on showing up. You're in the right place today. Amen. You're in the right place today. You're in a place, amen, where hope is. You're in a place where, come on, where strength is. Everything you need is in the house of the Lord. It's in the presence of the Lord. You're in the right place this morning. Just keep showing up. I want to tell you a story about a brother we have in our church. His name is Justin. They're going to throw a picture up here in just a moment. But Justin was walking down the street in our town Banning. We have a small town. And one of the brothers from the church saw him, and he was friends with him years past. And he said, "Hey, Justin, is that you?" And he said, "Yeah, brother." He said, "Man, I haven't seen you in a long time." He said, "Yeah, man, I've been here. Still in the area." He said, "Hey, man, what was going on?" And the brother that goes to church, his name is Joseph. He said, "Man, I've been going to church. Man, I've been living for God." He said, "Hey, Justin, do you want to go to church with me?" Justin doesn't know too much about anything when it comes to the Bible. He told me, we were giving him a Bible study. He said, "Pastor, I really don't understand all this stuff, but I want to know it. I'm hungry for it." Justin starts coming to church faithfully. Just starts coming to church, keeps coming. Sunday, Thursday, texting me, "Pastor, is there anything going on today at the church? I want to go do something. I want to go help out. I just want to be a part." "No, Justin, today we don't have anything going on. But man, I mean, hey, you want a Bible study?" I mean, he's just hungry. Just kept showing up. He said, "Pastor, is there anything I can do in the church?" See, we're a church plant, so you know we have to set up and tear down every service. And I said, "Justin, man, hey, if you want to help, man, we can put you to work, brother. We got flags and banners and tables and chairs and all this stuff." He said, "Tell me what to do. Tell me where the stuff is, and I'm going to get it done." So every Sunday, Justin comes early to church, 2 hours early, to set up tables, set up flags, set up all the literature that we have. He just comes. He's faithful. This is Justin serving during offering. He said, "Hey, is anybody doing offering today?" The usher that was, because we're a small church, right? And so sometimes if folks don't show up, we don't have anybody to do certain things, right? So folks just step in where they can. And so Justin saw the bucket there during service. He said, "Well, usually there's somebody serving there. I didn't see anybody serving. Pastor, can I go and do offering?" I said, "Absolutely. Go ahead. Go up there, man." And Justin goes. He's holding the bucket, and he just wants to serve. He just keeps showing up. He just keeps showing up. I said, "He just keeps showing up." Teaching them Bible studies, and he gets a revelation. He gets excited. He wants to be baptized in Jesus' name. And last Sunday, Justin brought 19 of his family members to church. Can you put the picture up there? We baptized Justin in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of his sin on last Sunday. Can you put that picture up there? And guess what? I was able to preach a message of salvation to his family. I was able to talk about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I was able to talk about the book of Acts 2:38 message to them. I was able to talk to them about what he was experiencing and what he was, come on somebody, because he kept showing up, God used him to be the catalyst to reach his family. And guess what? We've got numerous Bible studies. We have opportunities to reach his entire family. And guess what? God's going to fill him with the Holy Ghost. And God's going to fill, come on somebody, because he kept showing up, because he kept being faithful. Come on somebody here. Does anybody believe what I'm preaching today? I'm almost finished here. Just keep showing up. Verse 25 of our text describes one of the qualifications that the disciples were looking for. They were looking for somebody, one that must be ordained to be a witness of his resurrection. They wanted somebody that was going to join their group that was there to testify that Jesus was not dead. That the power that he experienced, my God, and that they experienced, that they can have access to it too. Because Matthias, whoo, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost in the room. Because he kept showing up, he became a witness. And because you're present, you become a witness. Oh, y'all not talking back to me. Because you're present, you become a witness. The Bible says that he was numbered with the 11. You have to understand that because he kept showing up, he has access to all the miracles that Jesus is doing. He sees everything that happens. Hello, somebody. I feel like jumping in here. He has access to everything that Jesus did. He saw it all. He saw the crucifixion. He saw his resurrection. He's got a testimony now. But guess what happened in the very next verse after verse 26? It's Acts chapter 1 now. And the Bible says that, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all together in one accord and in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What happened here? This was Pentecost taking place because one man decided that he was going to keep showing up. He got access to Pentecost. He got access to the Holy Ghost. There are some of you that might not understand why we do what we do, but the fact that you keep showing up to church, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Because you keep on showing up, he's going to give you revelation. Because you keep on, hello somebody, I wish the church would help me preach today. Because you keep on being faithful, God says, I'm going to use you. I'm going to pour out callings and anointing. I'm going to pour out gifts and talent because you keep showing up. And this is what Jesus said. You can stand. I'm closing. Acts chapter 1, Jesus said this before he ascended back to heaven. He said, but ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. I love this part, Pastor. The Bible says that Jesus said, and ye shall be witnesses. Amen. Guess what? Matthias was there for that. Elijah, he was there for that, bro. He was able to hear that because he kept showing up. Watch this. You know that if you are in the vicinity of a crime scene and you're present, you become what? Because you showed up. You didn't mean to. I didn't mean to be there. I didn't want to see none of that. But because you showed up and you were present, you become a. I want to witness miracles. I want to witness signs and wonders. I want to witness God pouring out his Spirit. I want to witness something special. So guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to be present right where the presence of the Lord is. Because Matthias kept showing up. Because he was present, he got to be a part of one of the greatest things that ever took place in this world. And Jesus said, you shall receive power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you will be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and into the othermost part of the world. And I want to end my message on this. After you start showing up and as you continue to be faithful, you become a witness. And you don't keep it to yourself. You share it with somebody else. Because Jesus said, that's the Great Commission. That's what the gospel is supposed to do. It's supposed to keep going. Amen. It's not supposed to just stop with you. It's not supposed to just stop with your family. And this is why Peter said, and the promise is unto you and to your children and to those who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. You have access to it. We all have access to it. And if you look around this church today, you're looking at what heaven is going to look like. Amen. Multicultural, multigenerational. That's why the gospel is for everybody. It's for everybody. And God wants you to have access to it because you're present. It's available for you today. Can you stretch your hands in the room today and say, God, I want to receive whatever you're pouring out. Come on. Can you lift your voice and say, God, whatever you're pouring out today, God, I want to have access to it, Lord. I've got some needs, Lord, but I want you to give me revelation today. God, I want to be baptized in your name because I know it's essential, God, unto salvation. God, I want to receive, Lord, your the Holy Ghost, God, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, Jesus. Come on, somebody, open up your mouth and say, God, whatever you're pouring out, I want to have access to it. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for what you did on Calvary. Thank you, Lord, for what you did for me. God, I want access, Lord. Open up these altars. I wonder if somebody can come here. Amen. And they can come to the altar today. If you need the Holy Ghost, it's available for you today. Amen. If you need the Holy Ghost, it's available for you today. Won't you come? Amen. Would the church come and help me pray today? I'm believing that God is going to do something right here, right now. Still at your seats, that's okay. I wonder if you can help us pray. Can you stretch your hands and say, Lord, have your way. Pour out blessings and miracles, God. Let your glory be revealed in this place right here, right now.